This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Sharad Abdullah and Wang Shaning. Our southern neighbour, Singapore, their political landscape has been somewhat predictable over the past 54 years, but could a new entrant shake things up? Now, last month, veteran politician Tan Cheng Bock launched a new political party called the Progress Singapore Party.
So what's especially interesting here is that the party is backed by Lee Hsien Young, the younger brother of Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and their siblings fell out, you know, following a public feud in 2017 over their late father Lee Kuan Yew's legacy.
So for some more thoughts on this latest political party in Singapore, we turn this morning to Tham Ping Jin, author and historian. He's also the managing director of New Narrative. Thank you for joining us. So what are your first impressions of the Progress Singapore Party and its founder?
So Tan Cheng Bock's a very credible opposition politician. I think this will be the first time since the 1960s that the PAP faces a former senior member of the People's Action Party. At the same time, though, in parliamentary democracies, people don't necessarily vote for the politician, right? They vote for a party. They want to know the party platform. They want to know how the party will then take office and the policies that it's going to implement. So what I wonder is whether he can build a coherent party, a party platform, party institution. And I think the other thing that I wonder about is that he seems to look at the past with rose-tinted glasses. You know, he looks at the 80s, the time he was in office, as a far better era for Singapore, which I disagree with, because there was a lot of excesses done by the PAP in that time, and a lot of the policies, a lot of the problems that Singapore has today directly stem from policies implemented in the 80s. So is Tan Cheng Bock actually going to represent positive change for Singapore, or is he going to try and bring us back to an era which he, in his memory, in his mind, is better? Yeah, I think these are unresolved questions.
Now, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong's brother, Lee Hsien Yang, has thrown his support behind the PSP. How significant is this endorsement?
You have to understand the political economy, you know, in Singapore. Because the current Lee Hsien Loong government has next to nothing to, in terms of achievements, to talk about, right? If you look at the last election, they were really obsessed with Lee Kuan Yew, right? Lee Hsien Loong's father. And they kept going, oh, Lee Kuan Yew, SG50, right? It was our 50th anniversary since separation. And more good years. And the whole manifesto, not a single promise about the future. Just Lee Kuan Yew, SG50, more good years. Because that's all the PAP has. That's how they keep getting elected. By bringing out, you know, every time they give a policy speech, they go, oh, as Lee Kuan Yew said, as Lee Kuan Yew told me, you know. And so that legacy of Lee Kuan Yew is all important to them. Right, it keeps them in office. It also traps them in the status quo. And Lee Hsien Yang is someone who has an equal claim to the Lee Kuan Yew legacy to his brother. And so the fact that he is now taking his claim to the legacy and pinning it those colours to the mast of Tan Cheng Bock is very, very, very powerful, because for the first time, Lee Kuan Yew's legacy is now being split between the PAP and another politician, another party, right? And that claim to the sort of the golden era of Singapore, the main achievements of the government, is no longer monopolised by the PAP, right? So this is in this way, it is a very fundamental shift in how Singaporeans will be thinking about the PAP and about Tan Cheng Bock.
And what are the chances of the PSP gaining a foothold in Singapore?
Oh, foothold, sure. Yeah, if Tan Cheng Bock runs in his old constituency, I think he can win. I think it's now part of West Coast GRC. But of course, the government can gerrymander, and it gerrymanders shamelessly at every election, so it could rewrite the boundaries to make that very difficult for him. But I think a lot of Singaporeans do want a credible alternative, and I think that he himself can get elected. The problem is, can he find enough people to run with him who are also credible to win a GRC, a group representation constituency? And then what does he do with that? Because as we've seen with the Workers' Party, they have a foothold, but in a parliamentary democracy, you only need 50% 50% of the seats plus one vote to have absolute power. So the Workers' Party have not managed to really make a difference, a big difference, in terms of actual legislation. They've managed to have more transparency and accountability in government, but the government's also hit, the PAP government, sorry, has also hit back at them by giving them a lot of problems with the town councils and, you know, the funding, the auditing, and now the lawsuit. So they have been very limited in what they have been able to achieve as well. So a foothold, yes, but will that actually translate to a difference in Singapore? And the way Singapore is set up, the PAP, as long as it has 50% of the seats plus one in parliament, is basically all-powerful.
And that was Tan Ping Jin, historian and managing director of New Narrative, giving us his thoughts on the latest political entrant into Singapore's landscape, the Progress Singapore Party, which is endorsed by Lee Hsien Loong, none other than the brother of Lee Hsien Loong. And admittedly, when I first heard this, right, I had some kind of those drama TV show intros playing in my head, like brother turns against brother, you know, blood against blood.
It's not far from the truth, right? Because the sister also has weighed into this whole mm-hmm. family feud, right? So yeah. It's like two siblings against one, you know? It's like a real Chinese drama, you're right.
But it really shows how attached Singapore is with the legacy of mm-hmm. Lee Kuan Yew, isn't it? And as soon as he is now joining the PSP, which is the opposition bloc, immediately it is becoming a, well...
It becomes a force to be reckoned with, right? Because as Ping Jin said, Lee Hsien Loong also does have that claim to the Lee Kuan Yew legacy to throw behind the PSP. But at the end of the day, will they be able to make a dent in the power that the PAP holds? One never quite knows for sure. Definitely not within their first year of existence, is my bet. But at the end of the day, I'm of the opinion that more political parties are great because they are more. It means more choices for the people. It means more solutions, potential solutions proposed for the country's future. And I guess the question will be, at the end of the day, whose vote do they take? Will the PSP wind up splitting the vote of the existing opposition, or will they actually manage to carve away at the voter share of PAP?
Yeah, because now you're going to have 10 possible challenges for the PAP, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are already existing nine other opposition parties. And, you know, in the normal elections, right, the more opposition parties contesting, the higher the likelihood of multi-cornered fights, which don't usually weigh in favor of the opposition, more for PAP, actually.
More for the incumbents in most cases.
And and exactly, more parties also means more mixed messaging. And will there be a lack of coherent and centralized strategy from the opposition parties?
Yeah.
Unless they come up with something like what Pakatan did, you know, get together all nine of them and band up as one party.
Yeah, coherence is important, especially when you're talking about Singapore, a country that is known to be prosperous and safe, as well as, you know, they don't have issues like gun violence as well. So it's tough to try and convince, you know, the general Singaporeans to accept an alternative, especially when, again, it's a prosperous country. They have
I'm
had
not
a good
sure
run.
Whether, okay, we do know Singapore is facing some tough times now, right?
Yeah.
Likelihood to go into a technical recession. Whether that actually plays into the favour of the opposition and say, hey, look, you know, the government's not doing very much for the economy. Don't you want to change?
But
might be their mantra.
They're financially literate down there. They understand that perhaps this is a cycle. Eventually, you're going to get out of it.
I mean, there have been some concerns, though, that the PAP is losing power in certain corners, because not that long ago, I think in one of the midterm elections, they actually lost to GRC, which was a big deal for them. They'd never done that. That had never happened before. So whether or not they will be able to essentially retain the support of the wider Singaporean population, I guess that will remain to be seen.
Yeah, whether they keep the same number mm-hmm. of seats is the big question.
Absolutely.
Or whether the opposition starts chipping away at that great majority that they have.
Yes, because as it stands, you know, as Ping Jin said, if they keep 50% of the seats plus one, they're basically all powerful. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.